Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
Arizona is getting ready for Lori Vallow Daybell as she heads there to face murder conspiracy charges stemming from the killing of her fourth husband, Charles Vallow, and an attempted murder on her niece's ex-husband, Brandon Boudreau. He actually testified in the trial that took place last year. This new trial coming up, I don't even know what to expect on something like this, or even if it should be taking place. And I'm stating that based on the last time we saw Lori Vallow Daybell in the sentencing hearing, not making any sense at all, talking about being a good mother and the kids are fine and they have new jobs and everything is great. This doesn't seem like someone that is really competent to be standing trial or understanding anything that's going to be happening. And let's just start with that. What are your thoughts on this going forward?
Yeah, Lori has left planet Earth. I mean, I think she had, you know, one foot off the ground years ago, but clearly at this point, she is not in reality. And so it makes me think that, you know, again, is she competent to even stand trial? Does she understand what reality is? She doesn't seem to. And it, again, would be an interesting trial, but it's just, you know, it's another heartbreaking, awful thing. And again, mental illness being the central issue here.
It's, to me, I feel like we're almost poking the monkey with a stick at this point. I certainly agree that there should be justice for Charles Vallow, but at the same point, are you getting justice when the person you're seeking to punish doesn't feel a bit of that punishment, thinks that they are doing their intended godly duty in spreading their twisted message to the world? That seems to be the disconnect. In cases where the person isn't this far gone, you can usually see they're going to feel the effects of the punishment of what is doled out to them of a guilty verdict. Lori doesn't seem to feel any of that. So at the end of the day here, we're doing this, I think, more so for the family of Charles Vallow and the victims that she has victimized over the years. But does that help? Does that help? Are you getting that sense of justice? Are you getting anything at the end of the day if, when this is done, you have the same Lori Vallow who doesn't think anything is wrong and she didn't do anything?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it may make the family members feel better just to have, you know, a guilty verdict and have it validated legally. I can imagine that. But certainly, is it going to have any impact on her thinking or functioning or sense of responsibility? Absolutely not.
What? I mean, obviously, they're going to be, I'm assuming, doing some competency checks to make sure she's fit to stand trial. What kind of bar is that for her to be able to stand trial? I know it's one of them being competent to understand, you know, that when and participate in your own defense, but I don't know. I mean, I question how just because she could speak aloud, it didn't necessarily right. mean that she's competently participating in her own defense.
Right. Yeah. And I think it, again, differs depending on the state and they have different, you know, standards. But clearly the bar for her, it's been pretty low. Can she sit in court? Can she, you know, converse with her attorney and, you know, supposedly work cooperatively? But, you know, if it were up to me, I would probably say I don't think she's competent.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, with what we know, what we've seen, what is the best path for her? Obviously, death was taken off the table. It's very likely in her first trial, it's very likely that it won't be carried out in Arizona because they just don't seem to do that. Just getting her behind bars is the right place for her in a jail? Is the right place for her in a mental health facility from a humane standpoint? It's easy to say, let's burn the witch at the stake. I can kind of agree with that too, but that's not what we do anymore. Mm-hmm. Now, I mean, we're talking about someone who is very mentally ill. Mm-hmm. What is the best path for her and for peace, especially for the families that have all been so horribly affected by this?
Yeah, I can certainly see an appropriate placement for her being in a forensic mental hospital, which is a locked, very controlled prison-like facility, mm-hmm. but where there's an emphasis on understanding that people are mentally ill and there is more psychologically focused treatment, which you don't find in prison. Mm-hmm. And that, to me, again, if I had the power here, I would say I think that would be the appropriate place for her. She should never be free. She should never walk among us. There's not going to be a real fix for her. But coming at it from a humane standpoint and what would be the best fit considering who she is and her symptoms, I think a forensic mental health life sentence would probably be a good thing.
Is there anything that can be learned from Lori Vallow Daybell and her mental state and how she got there or why she got there that could be a benefit to anyone down the road? Or is this just... everyone's unique and everyone has a unique chemistry that makes them up. And this is how hers is. Doesn't necessarily mean anyone else will be as well.
I think one of the big takeaways from this is that when family members notice someone veering into really strange beliefs, they need to pay attention and they need to take it seriously rather than, oh, she's just a bit eccentric or, oh, she's always been super religious or whatever. If the family had come together and intervened sooner rather than validating, most of them just validated, you know, her religious crazy ideology. Mm-hmm. I think we need to, again, do a better job of spotting people that are veering into psychosis, as Lori clearly was. Mm-hmm. And there was no one other than poor Charles Vallow trying to confront it. And you look at the resistance he met from the relatives. And so I think, again, if people could learn more about what are the signs of psychosis, because sometimes it happens gradually. Mm-hmm. And the family members maybe notice, oh, well, they're having some strange symptoms or strange beliefs, but they're still doing okay. You know, they're mm-hmm. still functioning. She's still, you know, bathing, grooming, cooking, taking care of the kids. So she's not really in trouble. Trouble can be sneaky. Yeah. It can happen gradually. And I hope people have learned a little bit more about mental illness and how many people can function seemingly okay, very superficially, but these paranoid, crazy beliefs really can become dangerous and build over time.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $1 million each for stolen funds, fees for experts and lawyers, and out-of-pocket expenses. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join now and save up to 30% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car look in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.